Sorry if I'm quieter today. I'm just a little bit further from the mic because my mic isn't at a convenient table right now. So, yeah, as the title says, I'm going through the drawing process that none of you asked for and probably none of you need, but I want to give it anyway. Yeah, I'm still here. I know I didn't post last week. I'm trying to get into a schedule. We all know how schedules work for me, though. I was busy last weekend. So hopefully I can not be busy. Luckily I got to it early enough today that I'm not busy. So that's good. I'm going through my drawing process just of drawing cats. I didn't clarify well in the description, but because if I went through a drawing process for my people, it would be like hours long. So not this week. I'm not posting a video episode, obviously, because I don't really. So I'm just gonna. Well, the completed drawing is the cover of the episode. So you guys will see how it turns out, but this is how I go through it. So I start just by drawing a rough circle for the head because, well, then I have the actual shape. And then I actually just put in rough ears, just so that way I can know where I want them to be, and I put in the face fluff because face fluff is necessary. And I complete the side of the head. In this case, I'm doing an angle to the left, which is my favorite way to draw them just because it's what I'm used to most. But, sometimes I don't do it like that. Sometimes I do it head on or the other direction. Oh, goodness. Obviously, erasing my rough lines once I finish the actual face shape. But it does give it a little bit of a messy quality that I'm fine with. Some people aren't. Sometimes, if I want it to look super professional, I just outline the outside of it in pen, just because that way it looks less messy, and then I can just erase my jagged pencil lines from the outside of it. Ooh. I always angle my paper when I draw. I'm not sure why. I just angle it whatever way is most efficient for me at the moment. Once I have the whole face shape outlined, I add in the skin of the ear. I mean, like, when you look at normal cats, they have the ear with the inside and then the like line, I guess, if you're looking at it from the angle that I normally draw from. So I have two different kinds of eyes that I do. One of them is just simple dots. The other one is the one that you will see on the cat. In order to do that one, I do more lines in the face, just the angled ones, so that way I remember where to put them on to like to proportionate scales. It only works half the time though, so I don't know. Looks like it's working today though. Then where the two lines meet is where the nose is located. I do heart noses because I have for as long as I can remember as far as drawing cats. I don't know, probably if you look at some of my older podcast covers, I don't have heart noses. I don't actually remember what I used to draw. Like, I mean, I do a little bit. I keep a bunch of my old art, but I don't know. I'm a perfectionist, so it's hard to keep that old art. I'm just refixing my eye because it looks off scale. Then I put in the pupils, which sometimes look rounder than they're supposed to because it's a cat, but. Okay, then I do more of like an anime cat smile than an actual cat smile just because I feel like it looks better. I prefer to do that because it's cuter, in my opinion. Obviously, I'm not like the most experienced artist. Ooh, that doesn't look great. Okay, I gave this one way too much face fluff, as you can see. And it's a little bit messier than I would have liked for this episode, but, like, oh well, you get the real stuff. Then I always erase the corner of the face fluff, especially when I'm doing an angle like this, just so that way I can get the neck in. Not a super long neck, not super noticeable either. After I get the very first, like, swoop of floof, chest floof, I try to make a circle right there, just so that way we can know how big this part of the body is going to be. Try to make it a little bit bigger than the head, because otherwise it looks weird in proportion. And then I put a circle even bigger than that one right next to it for the butt and backside of the cat. Then I continue with the floof all the way down, fixing errors as I go. And then I always just do a weird swoop of fur at the end just to finish that off so I can put in the legs and have the legs actually be normal. So I'm actually not sure right now whether or not I want to do my normal paws or if I want to do my fancy paws. Sorry for background noises. I'm just going to go with my normal paws. They're really weird. I don't know why I draw them like that. It's just probably once again the cuter aspect, and it's way easier to do than actual paws, because whenever I do actual paws it turns out to be a disaster. Once I finish with the legs and the messy paws, I do the stomach. I always make it curve up and then down right there, right before I get to my haunches, but an actual cat obviously doesn't have that, so I don't know, artistic effect, I guess. Make my haunches rather big, probably larger than I should, but it works. And then obviously the leg comes in a little bit before coming out to get the backside. At this point is when I do the back of the neck, because I just had the front side. Now I go to the back of the neck so it can come back and meet where I come up with an arch in the, after the hind leg, first hind leg. At this point I have everything except the back hind leg that is on the other side of the cat. I haven't completed the paw on the back hind leg that you can see, and I don't have the tail or whiskers yet, or any markings. Markings and whiskers are always what I add last, and I always also finish with the tail, just because that way I can get a better proportion and something that matches more with the cat's aesthetic. Probably pronounced that wrong. Just outlining the back haunch a little bit more. Now I'm adding the leg behind it on the other side of the cat. Now I can fill in the paws here. Once again, with my weird paws that probably shouldn't even actually count as paws. I'm not even sure if you can hear my pencil noises. I can hear them very loudly with my headphones in, but I don't know, my mic gets very quiet. Sorry if you can't hear me. If you're at top volume and you're like, what is she saying? Yeah, I'm like way down from my mic, so apologize for that. At this point I have everything done except the tail, whiskers, and markings, but I'm going to erase all my random circle lines from, well, not really random, but my guiding circle lines from the rest of the body, just to clean it up. And I'm going to clean up my chest floof a little bit too, because I made a bunch more lines on that one, just because it wasn't looking right for me. Sorry, it's so quiet. Okay. I've cleaned it up. I'm going to add the tail now. I love floofy tails. I don't know why. I just love drawing floofy tails, and I love petting cats that have super floofy tails. I know a couple cats with very floofy tails. So then sometimes I leave the line for the backside from the tail, especially if it's tilted enough. But in this case, I'm just going to erase most of the backside so it looks like the tail is completely connected to it, except I'm going to make a little bit more of a line so you can tell that it is, I don't know, floopy, and also so it's not like a super wide gap in between where the tail and the backside connect. As far as markings, I'm gonna go with like cow print for this cat. I always love to do marking on the back, like the one you can see on the cover. I don't know why, I just do. My pencil coloring in here is very messy. I don't like coloring in with non-pencil. Because I draw with pencil and then it just smudges. Especially when I do like yellows. After I do the markings is when I do shading. I don't normally do shading. Sometimes I do. I'm going to do it just for informative purposes for this one. As soon as I finish with these markings. I don't like doing perfectly round markings. It bothers me. Okay. One more on this haunch, and then I'm going to do one on the paw, too. I'm such a perfectionist. It just bugs me if I don't have a pretty even distribution of markings on the cat. I'm going to put one around the ear. I always finish with facial markings. Because the face is the part that's easiest to mess up. So, if I finish with it, then I don't know. I'm not less likely to mess it up. I'm just... then I'll just have less to... I don't know. That's just my logical thinking process. I'm going to add whiskers. I always do disconnected whiskers from the face because it bothers me if the whiskers are connected. And then I do it sometimes on all four sides of... Well, like, sometimes both on the head. And then from both sides of the nose. In this case, I'm just going to do it two in front of the nose because it is a tilted face, or an angled one, so it looks better to me if I just do the ones right in front of the nose, or where you guys can see them. And I normally just do two whiskers because three whiskers looks super busy. Now I'm going to do shading. My light's going to be coming from the front of the cat, so I put shading on the other side, obviously. Then the back hind paw pretty much gets completely shaded because it's back hind, so it's the most out of the sunlight. Get all the backside, just finished with all the paws. Onto the tail. Shading when there's markings is actually, in my opinion, easier to do than shading without because you can't really get too much shading. You can just make the marking darker if you need to. I don't know. I always go shading happy whenever I do shading. So I get way too much or way more than was necessary. Oh no, you guys can decide if it looks like there's too much shading on this cat. And then I don't really shade where there would be like indents in the face just because you can't see them in my art style, so it feels a little bit weird. Then I finish with the cat. Actually, no, there's a couple more spots I gotta hit here. Okay. There we go. Magic, now you have a new... Now I have my cover for this episode. Okay. That was way longer than I thought it was going to be. It would have been even longer if I do people, because people take forever for me to draw. Move on to the song for the episode. Okay, today we're gonna sing It Is What It Is by Jenna Rain. Give me a second to get that set up and to get closer to the mic. I'll be right back. Okay. Shrunk all my clothes in the washing machine. Running on 2 or 3 hours of sleep. There's a light flashing in my car, I don't know what it means, you know what I mean. Got a new chaos, then I turned 18. Oh, it's kinda overwhelming, but hey, lemons make lemonade. Flowers bloom in the rain. Growing up is a pain, and it is what it is, okay. It's not the end of the world. There's always light where it burns. Just remember the words. And it goes like this. It is what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. It is what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. It's kind of weird, kind of fun, on the speck on the rock. You can laugh, you can dance, but your stomach cannot. You slip, you can slip, you can fall down again, 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 and again. And it all works out in the end. Oh, it's kinda overwhelming, but hey, lemons make lemonade. Flowers bloom in the rain. Growing up is a pain, and it is what it is, okay. It's not the end of the world. There's always light where it burns. Just remember the words. And it goes like this. It is what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. It is what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, lemons make lemonade. Flowers bloom in the rain. Growing up is a pain, and it is what it is, okay. It's not the end of the world. There's always light where it burns. Just remember the words. And it goes like this. Okay, there you go. That's It Is What It Is by Jenna Rain. Not trying to make excuses, I do have a little bit of a cold, just for reference, for all the notes I didn't hit. Anyway, thanks for listening to this episode, and bye!